God's story, Zacchaeus. So part of God's story is about Zacchaeus, and it begins like this. Once there was a man named Zacchaeus, let's call him Zac, who lived in a town called Jericho. He was short, and he didn't have many friends. In fact, most people hated Zac. That's because he worked as a tax collector. See, back then, people paid taxes, just like now. But instead of sending money to the government, there were men in every city whose job was taking tax money from people. Problem is, those men usually lied. Zac, like most, took a lot of extra money from a lot of people, and all those people hated him. Anyway, one day Jesus came to Zac's town, and Zac wanted to see him, but so did everybody else. And remember how Zac was really short? Well, he couldn't see Jesus over everybody else's head. So guess what he did? He actually climbed up into a tree to look out over everybody. Now, imagine a grown man climbing up in a tree in the middle of a crowd. People probably thought he was crazy, or weird. But Zac was willing to look weird if it meant getting closer to Jesus. From up in the tree, Zac watched as Jesus walked up. Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home." This was kind of like a famous person inviting themselves over, except way better. This invitation would change Zac's life. Zac scrambled down the tree to take Jesus to his house. Maybe he thought Jesus didn't know about all the money he had taken or how everybody hated him. But Jesus did know, and he loved Zac anyways. Other people saw this and they were mad. They said, "Jesus has gone into the house of a sinner." They wondered how Jesus could love somebody who had lied and stole their money. The great thing is, Jesus loves all of us, even after we've done things we deserve to get in trouble for, or even after we actually get in trouble. When we see that Jesus loves us anyway, it makes us want to show that kind of love to others. At least that's what happened to Zac. Right away, he wanted to make things right with the people he had hurt. He knew that just saying, "I'm sorry," wasn't enough. So he told Jesus, "I'm going to give half of what I have to the poor, and anyone I cheated, I will pay back 4 times the amount of money I took." When Jesus saw that Zac was willing to accept his love and turn around and show it to others, he said, "My friend, today God has rescued you." And even though Zac had been a liar and a thief who was hated by everyone, he became a friend of Jesus and a part of God's family that very day. And that's the story of Zacchaeus.
Eureka! I have it, people. I have it. I know what went wrong. Let me just put on my safety goggles first. I don't want to be blinded. There we go. And safety glove. And you see, I've worked out what went wrong with my experiment by watching that story. I hope you're watching that story very closely. You see, what I need to do is get my power source closer to my flamingo. So let me just put on my other glove. It's on, they're kind of on. What I'm going to do is put this little tube in here, and then I've got a special tube. Yes, special scientific tube. And that's going to go in here like this. Stick that in there. And then I'm going to plug my special tube into my special flamingo. I'm going to call him Teddy. Teddy the flamingo. Can everyone say hello to Teddy the flamingo for me? I think that was rubbish. Can we have another go at that? Hello, Freddy. No, Teddy. call it what you like, but I'm going to call it Teddy. You can join in. Hello, Teddy.
Hello, Teddy.
Let's see. Go countdown. 3, 2, 1, go. Is it working? Is it? Oh, I think we've got takeoff here, Neil. I think we've got some. Yes. I'm going to have a pet flamingo to take home with me this evening. Look at that. Oh, he's got a leg. Hello. He can wave at you now. Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello. There we go. He's here.
Brilliant. Let's give our scientists a massive round of applause. Fantastic. So I am going to try and bring all of what we've looked at this morning together. And we're going to think about three things. Now, as I said earlier, we're looking at sin and salvation as a theme. And so some of this stuff just reminds us again of some of the things that Paul and Andrew have been speaking to us about over the last few weeks. First of all, it says in our story that Jesus came to seek and save the lost, and that salvation had come to the house of Zacchaeus. Salvation had come. That means that God's rescue had come. Did anyone think or see why Zacchaeus needed to be rescued? Did he look like someone who needed to be rescued? He did and he didn't, didn't he? He did and he didn't. He kind of looked like he had quite a lot of money. You could sell the bags of gold and he kind of was getting on with his thing and he kind of quite liked the way he was living his life. But at the same time, we know that wasn't the way he should be living. And so it's a bit of a mix. Sometimes we kind of think about God needing to save us when we're in the absolute mess of life. But one of the phrases that we thought about when we were thinking about this is that whole kind of hidden in plain sight. That actually we are all in need of God's rescue somewhere. It's not just a one thing, one time, but it's a continually being saved. Different bits of who we are and what we're about. But what did that look like? So the first thing is about distance. Did you see in our game, the further back we got, the harder it was to hit, apart from Callum. Thanks, Callum. Destroy my thing completely, but amazing throw. The further we got back, the harder it was to hit the person at the front. The harder we had to throw and work at it for not getting much out of it. And our scientist helped us to see that if we try and separate our source and we try and keep it at a distance from the thing that we're trying to inflate, that it just doesn't work. That we bring those two things together. So if sin is our distance, Jesus rescues us by bringing us close. And we saw that in the story of Zacchaeus, didn't we? Because he was high up in a tree. He was desperate to see Jesus. Perhaps he'd heard who this Jesus guy was, what he was up to, what he was all about, what he was doing. But he was desperate to see him. And because the Bible says he was small, he couldn't see. But perhaps as well, because of the decisions that he'd made, he didn't feel he was able to push through everybody else to get to the front. He went and hid at the back and hid up high just so he could see Jesus. But Jesus' invitation to Zacchaeus was, come down from the tree, I want to eat with you. Eating with people in this story is really significant. It's one of the most significant things you can do with somebody. Having a meal with someone says a lot about who you are and how important you are to that person. So Jesus says, I want to come and have a meal with you. He was way up in a tree, distance from God, just trying to peer out. And Jesus says, come close. Come and have a meal with me. Find out who I am. Don't just watch me. Find out who I am. Jesus rescued Zacchaeus by inviting him in to be close. And that's his invitation to each one of us too. But what's the consequence of that invitation? The consequence of the invitation of coming close to Jesus is that our lives change. You see, we need rescuing because there's something wrong with us. We're not all completely wrong. There's some bits about us that God has made and that he sees and he works through and is awesome. But there's some stuff in us, in all of us, that needs to be rescued. And so in being rescued, we're changed. And we store it in the story of Zacchaeus because he had to give up the way that he lived. He had to give back the money that he'd got. How tough is that? You've lived with all of this money. You buy all the things that you want. You do what you want. You go where you want. You can have as many parties as you want, even if it's just you by yourself. And suddenly you've got to give all of this money back. When we respond to the invitation of Jesus to come close, our lives are transformed. That's really important for us to understand. So the first thing is God brings us close through Jesus. His invitation is to be close. Secondly, that invitation to be close means that our lives are transformed. Not for anything worse, but always for better. Always for good. always to be the people he created us to be. We've been rescued, made clean. And finally, it doesn't just happen once. You see, just imagine the story of Zacchaeus. If Zacchaeus the next day when he woke up thought, I've given all that money back, but today I'm going to go and do it again. I'm going to get all that money back again. Would that have made a difference in his life if he just went back and did exactly the same thing? No, it wouldn't have made any difference whatsoever. So he had to wake up the next day and think, I'm going to make the same choice today as I made yesterday. I'm going to keep trying to live as with Jesus in my life. I'm going to keep trying to live so that I'm not stealing everyone's money. Because how easy would it have been to just go back to how he was before? And so it's a daily decision. And sometimes it's an easy decision and sometimes it's a hard decision. But that invitation to come close to Jesus doesn't just happen once. It happens every day. We're never there. We're never sorted this side of heaven. There's always something that God wants to rescue in us. And that's the invitation of what we call discipleship. Learning how to follow Jesus every day. And for some of us here, that might have started many years ago. For some of us, it might have never started yet. We don't even know, didn't even know there was an invitation for Jesus to say, come close. But his invitation to all of us, however young or old we are, however much we understand what this means, the invitation is every day to say, Jesus, come near. Help me live like you so that I might glorify you and others might see who you are. So those three things. Jesus brings us close to God. He transforms our life through being close. How do we get close? We get close by reading the Bible. We get close by worshiping. We get close by talking to God. That's what happened at that table. They talked with each other. Perhaps Zacchaeus had a whole load of questions he wanted to know about. Perhaps Zacchaeus had no questions, but Jesus knew what needed to be asked. It happens. It's a conversation both ways. It happens when we come together to worship. That helps us, particularly when we're struggling to connect community, this community, the gathered communities, and our small group communities help us to connect with God. So, God's invitation to each one of us, as I say, for however young or old we are, is to draw near to Jesus, to know his rescue afresh this morning. So I'm going to ask every single one of us to shut our eyes. I'm going to ask every single one of us in the room just to have a think about that story of Zacchaeus. Are we Zacchaeus, hiding at the back? Heard about Jesus and not really sure whether we can come close. And he says to you, you're welcome. Come close. Actually, you might be one of the crowd is thinking, how dare he invite Zacchaeus? He's not a very good person. Jesus says to you, you're welcome. Come and connect with me. Don't let distance separate us. So we're going to sing our final song in a minute as we finish and wrap things up together. And there's an opportunity at the end to be prayed for if you'd like someone to pray with you or just to find out more. It might be the first time you've heard that you can connect with Jesus. Come and talk to us. Come and talk to me at the front or anyone you've seen at the front. But part of Zacchaeus' response to Jesus was to get out of the tree and go with Jesus. And so I just want to invite us all to have that opportunity. And sometimes moving helps us to engage with what God is saying. And so I'm going to get us all to shut our eyes just one more time. And if you want to respond to Jesus this morning, again, this is for everybody. This is not just an adult thing. This is for every single one of us in the room. If you want to say, Jesus, I want to draw near to you afresh. I want to choose today to daily connect with you. Help me do that. With all of our eyes shut so we can't see what else is going on, I'm just going to get us to stand where you are. And then I'm going to pray for us. So if that's for you, then just stand where you are. And I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to sing our final song. Come, Holy Spirit.